Proverbs chapter number 1. Verse number 1. The Bible said, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young men knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us and let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. I will preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, a source of hope. A source of hope. What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with families today? What's wrong with our children today? Let me tell you what it is. It's a lack of a source of hope. We got a whole lot of people in the world that's living without hope. That means that they're living a hopeless life. And a life that's hopeless is a life that's unconcerned, a life that doesn't really care, nothing seems to really matter. And the writer upon old Solomon, he writes here, and he's writing to the sons of David, amen, and he's writing about, as the king of Israel, and he's writing about the wisdom and instruction. He's writing about a source of hope that we need. And he says that to know wisdom and understanding, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young, and to knowledge and discretion. So see, he's talking about the things that we can get and gain from God if we'll just seek it out. And the Bible teaches that if we seek it out, we'll find it if we look for it early. But I want to say what's happening in the world today is we wait till we get ourselves in a mess, and then we begin to look for God. Amen? Where if we'd look for God first, He'd keep us out of the mess. Somebody say amen right there. If we'd look for God first. Amen? He said to understand the proverb and interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And he says, watch this verse number 7. He said, then the fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. We're living in that era right now when fools despise wisdom and instruction. People despise the Word of God. People don't want to be told what to do. Amen? I have people tell me all the time, but preacher, I just want nobody to tell me what to do. Amen? If we can't stand for instruction, if we can't take instruction, praise God, there's no way for us to grow. There's no way for us to become what we need to become, even for society today. Society's messed up. Amen. We're messed up. What's happening in our country, our world today, praise God, is because of a lack of understanding. We don't even understand what it means, a human life means. You say, well, preacher, yeah, we know what that is. Really? Is that why they kill a million babies a year or more? Because we understand what life is. Life is that gift from God that He gives us. Amen. We ought to use it and we ought to cherish it. And every life, listen to me, every life is precious. Every human being is precious. You say, well, preacher, hey, some people that just, they're just hard to get along with. It seems like they're just mean and hateful. Well, that's because of a lack of understanding. Hey, they don't realize that God loves them and He'll help them to love others like He loves them. Amen. I'm glad God will teach us that. I'm glad I got a God, Brother Robert, that'll train me. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we've got as much, listen to me, if we've got as much sense as a puppy dog, God can take us with His Word in the volume of the book through understanding, praise God, and He can train us up in the way that we'd go. He said if we'll take our children, train them up in the way that they should go, when they're old, they'll not depart from it, but we're not bringing them up and rearing them up in the fear of the Lord. Amen. The old preacher says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, that's the beginning to understand. That's where we begin to get the wisdom to do right. Without the wisdom to do right, we can't do nothing but wrong. Amen? We say, well, we don't understand, preacher, why things happen the way they are, because we don't know how to do right. We've never been trained and instructed to do right. I thank God for the church, don't you? I thank God for church. I think everybody here had been brought up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Praise God. They know what the Bible says and in some precepts of it. Praise God. And we come alongside and it begins to bless our hearts. Amen. The fear of the Lord. We realize that He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. We know that the Lord said that we can do nothing without Him. So we need to quit trying. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? Just go home and sit down. No, praise God. Just trust in the Lord. Ask Him to help us in every aspect. I say in every aspect of our life, and allow Him to encourage us and be an encourager to us. The Lord is here to edify His people. Now, I want to tell you, the devil will tell you a lie, Josh, tonight. He'll say, the Lord just wants to beat you down. The Lord is just, He's there with the crook and the staff, and He's just there to wear you out all the time. No, the Lord is there to encourage us, to lift us up, to edify us, and bring us closer to Himself so He can have that loving relationship with us so we can learn how to love Him as He loves us, and then we love each other, praise God, in that way. Can you see how everything's out of whack? Everything's out of perspective because we've lost the fear of the Lord. Amen. He said, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen. He said, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. I think the only young'uns we got here tonight is all of us. Hello? Amen. He said, preacher, there's some young'uns back there in the back. Yeah, but all of us are young'uns. Every one of us have a mom and a daddy. Maybe now they may be gone on, but praise God we had one. And they brought us up, they taught us up, they taught us right, they taught us to respect people, they taught us to love each other, they taught us to be kind and compassionate and caring. Amen. Now let me just say this. Sometimes I think when they get gone and we get out of their sight, praise God, we think we can do what we want to then. But that ain't what God says. The old preacher says, praise God, we need to hide this stuff in our heart. David, the psalmist, he said we need to hide it in our heart that we won't sin against God. So that when it comes time, praise God, we can step up to the plate, praise the Lord, and just say, you know what? I know what it says. I know what God wants to do. And praise God, I'm going to let Him help me. And I'm going to just shout and praise Him and give Him glory until I get to the house. Right. Amen. I'm going to have that confidence. You say, what do you say? That's a source of hope, praise God, we have in knowing the Lord, receiving the instruction that He gives. He said, shall be an ornament of grace about thy head and chains about thy neck. Not to pull us down, praise God, but to encourage us, to lift us up. Now listen to what He says, but He goes on in verse number 10. He says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. He said, hey, listen. He said, if sinners come along, if sinners start to entice you, want you to do wrong, praise God. He said, you just need to stand up and do right. Amen, glory. Hey, it don't hurt. Listen to me, you young people. It don't hurt at all if somebody says, hey, look, let's go do this, let's go do that. And you know that it's wrong because you've been taught that's wrong. You ought to listen to mom and daddy enough, praise God, to know right from wrong. Listen to God enough to know right from wrong and say, you know what? What you're doing, hey, that ain't right. He said, consent not to it. He said, you don't go in that direction. But I'm afraid, even as a church today, folks, that we're consenting to go in the way of the world. They said, well, we ought to go this way, and we just jump on the bus. Amen. I tell you, we better stop. We better back up. We better evaluate the situation and see, praise God, whether or not they're going with God or going with somebody else. Amen. There's a prince and a power in this present world that is not the Lord. Amen. He's the devil. He's Satan. He's old slewfoot. He's the deceiver of the brethren. And we need to be confident in our stand that we have for him. Amen. He said, don't listen to them. Don't consent to them. Don't go with them. He said, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately with for the innocent without a cause. I don't know about you. I got to reading this through this the other day, and I thought, man, that's the world we're living in today. There's people just rising up and just going after people they don't even know. And just, there's a fellow took a ball bat and smashed a person in the back of the head. Didn't know, just walked up on the street and smashed their brains out. It's just wickedness in the world. If we ain't careful, church, we'll get callous to that and we'll begin to think that that's a norm. When that's nothing but the devil, that's wickedness. Amen? It's those that have no source of hope. They think by getting the upper hand on somebody else, it makes them look like somebody. Makes you look like a stinking jerk. Amen. Makes you look like a devil, a demon, somebody that's possessed. Amen. You say, well, preacher, them people's just sick. Yeah, sin sick. They're lost without God. They have no hope in this world. Amen. He says, let us swallow them up alive as a grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Now watch this. This don't sound like America today. There's no chance of even knowing about it. He said, cast in thy lot among us and let us all have one purse. Amen. He said, yeah, let's just get in here and let's just all just serve the devil together. Let's just all do the ungodly. You know why people do that? Because they have no hope in this world. They have no substance in their life. You say, preacher, you mean they're trying to get stuff? Yeah, praise God, they're trying to get everything but Christ. But you get Christ, praise God, he's the best part. He said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things that we need, everything shall be added unto us. Everything else. God says, I'll give you, I'll supply you if you'll put your trust in me. But there's no source of hope. So they run after those things that are hopeless, trying to attain. He said, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. He said, don't follow after them. Youngs, don't go down the road of wickedness. Don't follow those that's going in the wrong direction. Amen? They'll lead you right off the cliff with them. The Lord's trying to throw us up a roadblock. He's trying to throw up a stop sign tonight, Brother Kevin, and said, hold on a minute. Don't go there. I think he's trying to speak to the church tonight, youngest, and tell us, listen, it's time for we put the brakes on. We pump the brakes. So you know what? We're just going to slow down. We're going to go with God. Amen. No, we get called into all this other stuff. Drawn in all the different directions because we don't have any hope. We don't have that source of hope. You say, well, preacher, why is it like that? Because of the day and the hour that we're living in. In 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the Bible speaks to our heart. And Paul's talking to young Timothy here, and he says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, he said, there's a time a coming. And we need to be aware of it. Amen? In other words, what he's saying, he said, we need to be paying attention to the day and hour that we live. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Bible says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, why does Paul say this? Because in the last days perilous times will come. We look out around us today and we see the demonic activity all around us and we know that we're living in perilous times. We're living in a day, an age, and an hour that we've never seen before. We never anticipate. Can you just imagine, brother, just in our lifetime, how this world has changed? When we were kids, you didn't have to lock your doors. You get up of the morning, you get dressed, and you went to work. That's something people actually did. Amen. and earned a living. Amen? Somebody asked me today, they said, well, preacher, I just don't understand this. They said, why are there so many jobs out there that need to be filled? How come nobody's got workers? Because the government passed out handouts. People took the handouts, and now the government is continuing those handouts because they don't want them to go to work. They want you to be dependent on you, on them. Amen? The same way with the devil, Brother Jeff. The devil wants you to be dependent on him. He wants you to trust him. You say, what are you trusting? He wants you to trust this old flesh that you live in, that it'll be sufficient for you. It'll do whatever you need to do to get you through this life and into the next one. Amen? But the world today is telling us, we're going to take care of you. I've got a question. I don't know if you thought about it. Where does the government get their money? If it's honest money, they get it from taxpayers. If it's dishonest money, they just print it. Amen? Now, if you and I go out in the backyard, we set us up a press, and Brother Josh, me and you go print money, they'll come down on us pretty hard. Amen? They call it funny money. Amen? It's a counterfeit. And what the world is giving us today is a counterfeit, praise God, from the devil and the demons of hell. Praise the Lord. He said, listen, that's what happened. Perilous times are coming. We better wake up and see what's happening. Amen. Perilous times shall come. He didn't say they might. He said they shall come. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Hello. Where are we at today? There's nobody thinks about anybody but themselves. Amen? Lovers of them own, of their own selves. So they'll be covetous. They'll covet things. They'll long for things. Want things. Amen? Well, I would to God that people would want the Lord as much as they want things. Boy, you'd see God's house, you'd see churches full, praise God. You'd see people praising, worshiping God, giving Him glory. You'd see people getting close. You'd be seeing families saved. You'd be seeing right relationships and homes. If we wanted God as much as we want stuff. He said, be boasters. You know what it means to boast? Brag about that stuff you got. Amen. And I'll just say this here, Lord brought it to my mind, I might as well say it. It's probably because you robbed God you was able to get that. Amen? Malachi said that'd be God robbers. Amen? Praise the Lord. Boy, don't get quiet on me. I think you're a God robber. Amen? Praise the Lord. But he said it'd be boasters. He said it'd be proud. Amen? Have you ever seen such prideful people living in blatant sin and iniquity and just proud of it? Used to, people would sin, they'd hide it around the corner. They'd do it in the back alley. They'd do it somewhere, praise God, where you couldn't see. Now they just do it out in the open. Perilous times is upon us. Amen. So they'd be blasphemers. Disallowing God and godliness. They'd be disobedient to parents. Amen. I know several situations now that children are having to be taken out of the home because they won't listen to them. I mean, 10, 12, 13-year-olds. So disobedient. So unruly that they're having to be taken. I don't know what they're going to do with them because another home, they're going to be the same way. Amen? You need to do like my mama used to do me, praise God. You got unruly and started doing things. Shit, she got her a King Hickory switch. And about two rounds of that, usually just one's all it took. But if one didn't get your attention, praise God, the second one sure did. I remember one time a little old boy used to come to church here. He told his mama he was going to call DSS on her. Amen. And she said, you go ahead and while they're coming, I'm going to beat you to death. Amen. Well, where are you at? Guess what? He didn't call DSS. Mama didn't have no problem. Amen. Glory to God. But he said that's where we're at today. They're just so disobedient. Amen. A lack of respect for authority. And he said, why we don't have hope. He said, everybody is unthankful. Have you ever seen a generation where everybody thinks they deserve everything? And they ain't going to thank nobody for it because they think they deserve it. I've never seen the beat in all my life. People raise up, grow up, and they think they ought to have this and that and other, just like mom and daddy did, mama and papa did, that they worked for all their life, and they're not thankful about what they got. I realize they brought up in a good home that loved the Lord and fed them, clothed them, put a roof over their head, gave them an education so they could go out and get them a job and begin to have the same things that mom and daddy have. Don't expect mom and daddy to give it to you. Praise God, get out and work for it, earn it, glory, hallelujah. And boy, then you can say, glory be me and God, praise God, He helped me, and I have what I have, Paul said, by the grace of God. Amen. But he said they'd be unthankful, said they'd also be unholy, doing ungodly things. Amen. We're seeing a time and day and hour and a darkness where people are doing ungodly things, unholy. He said they'll be without natural affection. He said they'll be truth breakers. We living in a day of without natural affection. I tell you what, that old blonde cow I got, old Blondie, over at house has more natural mother instincts than a lot of women I know. Yeah. Amen. She has them calves, and we take them and raise them up, and come fall of the year, Brother Jeff, when we go to take them to market, we have to sneak them away from her and get them away from her, or she'll tear you up. Amen, over them calves. And then she'll, when we put them out trailer, we haul them off, she'll stand there at that gate and bawl and bawl and bawl, amen, over that little old calf. And you take it off from the Tennessee to the market, and when you bring that trailer back late that evening, maybe the next day, she'll meet that trailer at the gate looking for that little old baby. I want to say we're living a day and a hour and a darkness where people don't care about human life. They don't care about their children. They don't care about their families. They don't care about their husband or wife. They don't care about mama and papa. They don't care about nobody but themselves. Amen. A people without hope, without a source of hope, without natural affection, they'll be truce breakers. Amen. Truce breakers. They'll make a truce. I say, yeah, you know, everything will be okay, but then they'll be the first one to break it. Amen. False accusers. Falsely accusing a brother, falsely accusing somebody else, putting the blame on somebody else so you don't have to take blame for yourself. Amen? Well, such and such made me do it. That's what Dr. Spock said. Well, something happened that caused him. Yeah, sin caused that. A lack of respect for authority caused that. Amen. Something, praise God, that allowing them, the devil just to come in, possess them, caused that. Amen. A disrespect, an ungodliness. Praise God. False accusers. Amen. Said that not only that, but they're incontinent. Amen. They don't show any restraint. They don't hold back. They just do what they did back in the 60s when the old hippie said, just do whatever feels good. Amen. God ain't in a million miles of that. Hello? You say, well, preacher, I'm an old hippie. Well, praise God, it's time you got over that. God ain't pleased with that life. Amen. They got hippies now that it's amazing. They ride around in big old Winnebagoes and pull travel homes. I mean, it's crazy. And they're just old hippies. You say, preacher, where'd that come from? Come from mom and daddy, mama and papa, come from generations. Amen. Praise God, because they weren't trained up in the way they should go. They had no restraint. Amen. Said they're fierce. Fierce. What's happening in America today is just a wicked fierceness. How could a young man, 18-year-old man, go into a school or rob and kill 19 children and two teachers? Just execute them. Execution style. It's just a fierceness. It's a wickedness. Because there's no source of hope in their life. Amen. They need that hope in their life. Said they're despisers of those that are good. That's why he did it. Because of those little old youngins, praise God, those little old innocent youngins, babies there in that schoolhouse. And he despised those innocent. And he went there to commit murder. God help our souls. Amen. We need help tonight. Despisers, people, despisers of those that are good. said they're traitors. Hey, some people that you think are your friends, and you go out and you do stuff, and you think, you know, they got you back. And they do. They're right behind you. And soon as somebody shows up, he did it! He did it! Amen. He did it. But they're not. But that's not the traitors he's talking about. He's talking about those that would despitefully use you, those that were despisers of those things as good, those that would turn on you, praise God, because of your good deeds, the good works that you're doing. He said they'd be heady and high-minded. They'd be lifted up. They'd be thinking that they're something when they're not. He said they'd be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Hello? Are you not seeing in the society we're living in, people are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God? People's not piling into the churches to praise the Lord and shout and have a good time. They're piling into ball fields and racetracks and everywhere in this world, praise God, to do that. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. We ought to come together as God's people to shout and praise and give Him glory because He's been so good to us. He offers us salvation with an eternal hope. He's that source of hope, praise God, that we need that'll bring us out of all this mess. He said, lovers of God more than pleasures more than lovers of God. He said, having a form of godliness. I'm afraid that's what we have today is just a form and a fashion. And not the real thing. But he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. He said, we need to turn away from that if it's not the real thing. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because he said, they're ever learning, verse number 7. And never able to come to the knowledge of truth. What's the knowledge of truth? That Jesus Christ is Lord and He'll help us if we'll let Him. He'll encourage us, praise God. He'll bring us through, amen. He'll bring us through with a character and a visage, praise God, that got a smile on our face, encouragement in our heart. We have a source of hope in the innermost part of our being that give God glory. Amen. God take us out one day to be with Him. He said, now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, verse 8, so do these also resist the truth. We're living today in an era that nobody wants the truth. They want you to counsel them and talk to them, but they don't want you to tell them the truth. The Bible says truth will make you free. What thus says the Word of God. He said, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds. Reprobate concerning the faith. Now that word reprobate literally means to know what's right and choose to do wrong. A lot of times we know what's right. If we ain't careful, we'll choose to do wrong. Amen. That's why we got to be careful. That's why Proverbs said when they're calling us and compelling us to come out and hang out with them, pray God, we need to look at them, look at their character, look at their attitude, look at their life and say, no, thank you. I believe I'll go somewhere else. Amen. Having a form of godliness. Having reprobate minds. He said, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, that as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life. Now he's talking to young Timothy here. And my manner of life, he said, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, and my patience. The persecutions and the afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Praise God, Paul said that it didn't seem like there was any hope because this was the kind of person I used to be, an old hopeless, discouraged person. But glory, hallelujah, Jesus met me over on the road to Damascus and he come down, the light finally shined on, the light, the Lord turned the light on for me and I come out of there shouting, and I went blind up the straight street. But praise God, God Almighty was with me. Me and every word I went after that, the Lord delivered me. Amen. Praise God. From all his persecutions. Amen. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He said, it's going to get worse before it gets any better. Amen. For this old world that we live in, but praise God, it's going to get gooder and gooder for those that love the Lord. Amen. We're getting a perspective of what God can do if we'll let Him. And we want Him to. That's why he'd say in verse 14, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of them of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, as which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He said, you know the word of God, it's been given to you from a little child. Just take it, receive it unto yourself for that source of hope that you need in a hopeless world. Amen. He said, it's going to get worse. He said, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. God can take that old hopeless person, that person without hope, praise God, and He can give them hope. He can be that, He will be that source of hope. How many of us have been going down the road, minding their own business, doing what we thought was right, got down there a little ways and realized, man, we were in a mess. We'd done took ourselves out of the will of God, and we'd done put ourselves somewhere that we never ought to have been. Amen? But God Almighty, because of something that Grandma told us, amen. Something that Papa told us, something that Mama and Daddy showed us. Praise God, it give us that. We got a hold of it, praise God. Or it rather got a hold of us. It turned us around, brought us to a place where we met with God. And we said, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me, an old sinner. And God lifted you up, praise God. He said, young'un, let me take you back. Let me get you back to a place where we can have a relationship again. And I can begin to help you. Amen. He said, that scripture, that word of God that brought us that place, that turned us around. What happened? You begin to get hope. And that hope was in Christ Jesus the Lord. The word of God that's planted in your lives. Time's coming that people's going to be more hopeless than they ever have been. That's just a fact. But Paul says what happens is, praise God, hope comes in. See, there's no hope because of hope. You lose hope when you have a lack of faith. Amen. We believe God can't till something happens that seems like He didn't. And then we begin to wonder. But when faith, when we lose, you say, preacher, where do you lose faith? Look back at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, when we lose our faith. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, verse number 1, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. And he said, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We quit believing God and start believing everything else. That's where we are today. That's where society is. We quit believing God and we're believing what society tells us. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. He said, they come to a place where they lack faith. They give up on their faith. They lose their hope. Amen. They don't know which way to go. But he goes on in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. He said, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of a good doctrine. That's good Bible instruction. Now, a lot of people say, well, preacher, you oughtn't to preach doctrine. You oughtn't to preach doctrine from the pulpit. If you don't preach doctrine from the pulpit, you're not preaching nothing. Amen. Doctrine is the biblical instruction, the instruction from God's Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, whereunto thou hast attained. He said, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Now here he says that we need a workout program, Brother Jeff. We need a workout program, praise God, to help the Lord to help us. Amen. So we need to exercise our faith. When it seems impossible, praise God, said, you know, Bible says that it seems impossible, but the Bible said that there's nothing impossible with God. See, the devil's a big liar. And these old fables, these wives tell that, well, you know, there's just certain things that you can't do about this, you can't do that. We may not, but God can. There's nothing impossible with God. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. He said, for by the exercise profiteth little. Amen. So we don't do it, Brother Jeff. It just don't profit much. Somebody else say amen. He said, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Now, godliness is godlikeness. It makes you better. It makes you a better person. It makes you a lovable person. Amen. He said, having promise of the life that now is. Now, this is our source of hope. He said, and of that which is to come. Amen. He said, this is a faithful saying. Now, watch this. And worthy of all acceptation. He said, this is a true statement. This is a faithful saying, a true statement. And said, it's worthy that everybody accept it. Because it's the word of faith. When it seems like there's hopelessness and it abounds, praise God, the source of hope, the Lord says, praise God, the psalmist said, is the knowledge of the word. Paul says, when it seems like a hopelessness is all around us and we're giving in and people's giving in and people's getting more and more corrupt, perilous times are upon us. But he said, listen, we have a, and said, when people are getting to the place, they just don't have, their faith is weak. He said, we have a source. Praise God. He said, if we'll just trust the Lord, faith, he said, it's a faithful trailer and worry of all expectation. Exercise of faith. Believing and trusting in the Lord. Everything that we see happening around here now is in the hands of an almighty God. You believe that? Everything. You say, well, preacher, this and that. No, everything is in the hand of an almighty God. The whole universe he's concerned about. And if he's concerned about the whole universe, what makes us think that he's not concerned about us? Because we're all part of that that's in his hand. Amen. He is, tonight, listen to me, church, he is that source of hope that we have. And when everything seems like it's going awry, we can bow our heads and say, Lord, I know this whole situation's crazy. But Lord, I know that you're still God. Lord, I know that you're still in control. You always have been, and you always will be. We've seen God work. We saw God work today. We don't understand exactly how he's working in it, but he's working in it. People are making decisions in our favor that we never expected. Amen. People are doing things to help us that we never realized they would do. Doesn't all seem to be happening the way you think it would. But you got to remember there's a bigger picture. Brother Junior, there's a bigger hand. And it's the hand of an almighty God who loves me and you. And he's promised to keep us and to take care of us. He is our source of hope. Bless his holy name. Stand with me tonight.